Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video once again is not brought to you by any donations. If this continues over the next year, I'll have to wind down this channel at some point. No offense, but I have bills to pay. If you want to donate and suggest a topic, links are in the description. I want to discuss a Today.com story called New Survey Shows Older Women Are Now Dating Younger Men. Here's why. And here's what it has to say, and I quote, "While older men are seemingly celebrated for dating much younger women, their female counterparts are often judged if they date a much younger man. However, it seems that this unfair expectation of women to date men their own age or older is on its way out. One survey found that 81% of women are open to dating someone 10 years younger than they are, and nearly 90% of males are interested in dating someone 10 years older. Maria Shriver sat down with three couples to find out why age gap relationships are becoming more popular. Women are now going to be dating like men, says Julia Spira, a matchmaker. These days, women have the economic power and they've got great careers, so they aren't necessarily looking for someone to be their equal on a bank account statement. According to Spira, three couples joined the conversation. 46-year-old Tracy Tudor is dating personal trainer Eric Anderson, 26. Tudor stars on a hit Bravo TV show called Million Dollar Listing LA. Anderson was not threatened by Tudor's success. He was attracted to her strong work ethic and determination. The younger girls, they really don't know what they want, and they're kind of lost, he says. And then I feel lost. Shriver asked Tudor why she gave Anderson a chance. She said, until I met Eric, I went out with a ton of men who were attracted intimately to the fact that I was confident and successful until we were alone. And then it was like, oh, I don't want you to have so much of an opinion. Like, I like the idea of you, but not really. She told Today.com. Another couple shared their experience with Shriver. Even though Laquelle Mills is 6 years older and makes more money than her partner, Malik Rashid, their relationship works. She shared with Today.com that she's drawn to Rashid's ability to communicate. I definitely think he's a better communicator than me. I think this generation, I believe that they're more fearless, they're able to say how they feel in that moment, handle it, and move forward, Mills told Today.com. Teresa Gage is 16 years older than her partner, Colin Willard. Willard has his own theory as to why more women are dating younger men these days. The younger generation of men see that being a good partner means making sure your woman's fulfilled emotionally and mentally and physically. But despite judgment by others, these couples follow their hearts. Happiness can be found in many ways, and age doesn't have to be a deal breaker. The pool is already so small to find the right person for yourself. Why are we making it even smaller? Men don't. Why should women? Unquote. I'll tell you why men don't make that pool of women that they want to be with a lot smaller. Because men are thirsty, and as we approach the demographic winter, men would rather be with women wearing thirsty depends instead of being single. I'll discuss this and other disgusting things in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the lamestream media figuring out that older women are marrying younger men 10 years after I first noticed the trend, Crazy Cat Lady Crown World Show. It's been that way in these parts of Canada for at least the last 5 to 10 years, from the wedding photography business that I've been doing. Even I tried dating older women, because they were more polite and quiet than the younger ones. But I only did it once with a 45-year-old woman that had Oprah arm, and awful-looking shoulders. That's when I figured out why older women wear that shoulder scarf to hide their cellulite when they go to cocktail parties, to get drunk at the open bar and take a cock home with them. One guy I was recently talking to on a coaching call is involved with women in their late 30s to mid-40s, and he says that one older woman, the only way he'd actually be sleeping with her is missionary position, so her face wrinkles would pretty much go away, basically gravity giving her a facelift, more like a face sag in the right direction. If she was on top of him, it would be like waterfalls of wrinkles and gizzards. Some guys have a fetish for women that have aged like fine winos, instead of like fine wine. It's getting so scary out there that I knew one wealthy guy standing to inherit tens of millions of dollars marrying a woman that's 10 years older than him and much taller than him. He could clearly do much better, so why didn't he? I think that men are confused about their sexual marketplace value these days. that we don't really know what our value is to the opposite sex. But that's something that women are constantly calculating. The Today.com article slash video says that one survey says that 90% of men are interested in dating women that are 10 years older than them. But I don't cite the survey in that article, which is a bit suspicious. But even if they were interested in dating much older women, would it just be for target practice for their cocks? The article says that younger guys have Mrs. Robinson syndrome today. Most young guys today don't even know what the film Mrs. Robinson is. Hollywood and the music industry have been seeing younger men with older women for the longest time. Madonna and Tina Turner come to mind, as well as more recently Britney Spears. For a guy to date a woman 6 years older than him, that's somewhat understandable. But what's a guy thinking when she's 16 or 20 years older? He's clearly not going to have kids out of the deal, so why bother? I think it comes down to a few factors. The idea that the woman is financially successful and independent certainly plays part of it. I found myself attracted to the idea of being with an older woman that was incredibly creative and ambitious. But I've always been attracted to women that were plain-looking, that put a lot of effort into their work. As for the three women in the video, one of them is 46, dating a 26-year-old. And she's had a lot of plastic surgery done, and you can see her giant lips that were filled with Botox as well as her facelift. Plus, she's really thin. So she's taking really good care of herself. The 26-year-old fitness trainer guy wouldn't be with a 40-something-year-old soccer mom. I can tell you that much. Another reason I think some of the younger guys are dating the dinosaurs out there is because of money. If the chips are stacked against you as a millennial or zoomer, and you'll never have financial freedom, then why not get together with an older woman that'll treat you like a boy toy and be your sugar mama? It could be a lot worse. Look at all the tatted-up land whales in their 20s these days. Dating options for young guys are awful. Plus, those younger women increasingly only want a top-tier man. That leaves a lot of younger guys very, very thirsty. The dating coach interviewed on Today.com says that women are dating like men and have the economic power and aren't looking for financial support anymore. Instead, they want emotional support, i.e. attention. One of the women says she's more fulfilled, meaning that the guy's dancing like a monkey in order to fill all her needs. That's what women did back in the 1950s. Make sure to fulfill the man's needs, his emotional ones, while he was busy being the chief breadwinner. Women are becoming more masculine-minded while men are becoming more feminine-minded. Opposites attract. A strong, successful woman isn't going to be attracted to the same sort of dominant energy that she has. She's going to be repulsed by it. There would also be much more butting of heads instead of them giving head. The last three women I dated in 2015 were like that. They needed to be in charge of what was going on, and they had more of the masculine mind of the go-getter, and insisted on driving and making all the decisions. At first it seemed great because in many ways these sorts of relationships were working. But after a while the demands were made on how I should live my life, and the decisions that I needed to make. More like the decisions they needed to make for me. At first things go smoothly, but many men don't like the idea of an opinionated and dominant woman. I certainly don't. I was always about equality and sharing that power. I've always run away from dominant women. I was absolutely repulsed by it. So I can't imagine what these younger guys are feeling and doing. Older women I find physically repulsive in many ways, but if they're dominant, I find that even more awful. Many of the younger guys I see out there, even guys in their 40s, are starting to feminize themselves with pink and fuchsia purple-colored hair. It's getting weird out there. In the link I shared down below, one woman with a man that's 16 years older than her says that she's with him because he's good at communication, i.e. giving her lots of attention and is more talkative than she is. But I bet you anything she can just tune him out and enjoy being bathed by his verbal diarrhea. She doesn't hear his words. She hears his attention and thirst. Younger guys, because of less dating prospects, are happy with anything they can get in many cases. So of course they're going to do whatever it takes for the sex. They will say, appear, and be as submissive as they have to be to get sex doled to them like a dog treat by a woman in a high-powered suit, or one just with more resources than he has. The Today.com article and video shows couples where the men are younger, but you have to wonder how many of these men are going to leave those women in 5 to 10 years. If they're thirsty and can get as much sex as they want on a regular basis, then odds are they'll most likely not leave. But what happens if these women start letting themselves go like Grandma Moses? Will they love them all haggard up in their high heels? Or will they hightail it out of there? In one way, it's a good thing that older women are getting younger guys, though. There are already too many younger guys to go around in the younger cohorts, so it puts a lot of pressure on the men that want to date women their own age or younger. So if you're a decent-looking younger man, the available quality of women for you should actually go up, if guys your age date older women. But of course, this goes both ways. and of course with many women dating older men. But throughout history, younger women with older men was common, and it worked out, because the population was always usually growing, unless there was a plague or famine. But those events were usually quickly over, meaning that the human species could easily go back to growing again. Throughout history, we've gone from boom to bust in periods of population, based on circumstances outside of our control. Today we're seeing older women with younger men, which is something we've never seen before in all of history. But most men would never be interested in being with an older woman because they're interested in reproduction. But today, because of terrible economic and social situations that we find ourselves in, many younger men have no issues mooching off a sugar mama. In fact, I read the other day that 70% of millennials in America are now living paycheck to paycheck. That could also have something to do with it. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that young guys are getting turned on by smashing older women, and it's their bones that are creaking and not the bed. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are old enough to be your mother out of your bedroom away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.